90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome to Dinner with Bands. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Local synth pop band Slow Caves has joined me tonight, and they will start off the live set with their song Falling Through the Clouds. KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Dinner with Bands. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. We just heard Falling Through the Clouds by Slow Caves, a local band making a name for themselves with music reminiscent of The Strokes and live performances unique to themselves. We have all three members in the studio today, so let's do some intros real quick. We have David on the bass. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
And we have Jakob on the guitar and vocals.
Howdy.
And we have Oliver on the shaker and vocals.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Thanks for coming.
It's Thank you for
been
having
lovely
us.
So far. And I was just going to say, you guys have been touring a lot this year. How is Susan B. Anthony doing?
Ooh.
Your van?
Wow. Cut right there. Deep reference. We actually sold her.
Oh, you sold her?
A few years ago. And we got a new one His name is Vinny, Vincent Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. So I think Susan is doing well, though. She lives with the people who run Hotel Hillcrest, I'm pretty
sure. Oh, nice. That's cool.
But yeah.
Yeah. Vinny, how's the new van been treating you?
So luxe. Y'all want to say anything about Vinny?
Love him.
We just installed 3 new pop figures on the dash.
It sounds intense.
Oh. We got a lot of good decorations going on there right now. Edward Cullen's head, Christmas tree, light up Christmas tree. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect less. You guys seem very artsy.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys sick of touring yet, or is it like, are you enjoying it so far?
I mean, it kind of depends. I think sometimes, being honest, sick of it, but also, the other hand, in love with it.
Right.
So I think it really depends on your emotional state of that moment in that day.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I miss it. It's been like a good month or so since the last tour.
2 months, even.
Yeah.
Two months. Nice.
Almost 3.
And I was going to ask, do you have any like post-tour rituals or anything? Like, I'd imagine you miss your dogs a lot and stuff like that.
Definitely miss the dogs. We usually go to Rainbow
Cafe
for
cleanse it up
for the breakfast burrito to go that they do.
Yeah, we've been doing these crazy things where we play a show and then we drive home like 8 to 10 hours straight afterwards.
Wow.
So we get home at like 6 or 7 in the morning, and then we're all just like, should we go to Rainbow and zombie mode? No, it's gremlin mode is what we call
gremlin
it.
Mode. Yeah. Gremlin mode. Your eyes are like weirdly yellow, and you're just like, it's bad.
Being strained.
It's pretty fun.
That's awesome. I was gonna ask, I don't know, because you guys are Danish.
Yeah.
And I was gonna ask like what kind of influences you are, because there's a Danish band named Kashmir.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you guys listen to them, because your music does sound kind of reminiscent of Kashmir. It's like a little bit less rock, hardcore, but yeah.
Absolutely, they're definitely an influence, especially that song they did called The Cynic, that David Bowie sang on.
Right.
But some other Danish bands that influence us, what do you think, Oliver?
Dizzy Miss Lizzy.
Oh,
obviously.
Oh,
right. Tim Kleschenson, yeah.
There's a band called Virgin Suicide, who they're amazing. I'll show them to you later. I don't know if they influence us, but they really love that band.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe I'd say they influence at least you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oddhead.
Like that band Liss.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
Right.
Disneyland
After Dark.
Yeah. Dang. You guys have a list. That's great. David, are you Danish or no?
No.
He's honorary.
What influencers are you into?
Just bands wise?
Yeah. I mean,
well, he's Irish, so he loves U2 and
Dropkick Murphys.
My Bloody Valentine.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. That one's
Why did you say Dropkick Murphys?
Aren't they Irish? They are Irish adjacent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
No, I don't really like them.
You don't like them?
Okay. He doesn't like them. He loves them.
Yeah, I love
them. Right, okay.
We were walking around Boston. He was like, the whole time.
I'm pretty sure they're Irish. I don't know.
I think they are.
You could be right, probably.
It's not worth looking up.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyways, and you guys, you, Oliver and Jakob, you lived in Denmark for like your younger years. And I think in your song Poser, you were kind of talking about like the hardships of fitting in. I was just wondering, like, was it hard to transition to American culture?
Yeah, I think it was actually pretty hard because in schools over there are much more open to just express yourself and be a kid and have fun.
Yeah.
And then we came here. I was only in kindergarten, so I guess that transition was maybe a little bit easier for me. But like then I also went to school there in high school. And coming back from that was really weird because you have like a very personal relationship with your teachers where you call them by their first name.
Yeah.
Whereas like here it's more authoritative in high school. So I think that's a weird transition. What about you, Oliver?
Yeah, I was in fourth grade when we moved here.
Yeah.
So I was like, that was definitely a little bit bizarre.
Right.
But it didn't take long. I mean, everyone was really cool. Yeah. So.
And like you learn English anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, you already knew English. Exactly. So
already knew English, yeah.
Right. And the last question before we get back to the music, since you guys tour so much, is there any place that like feels like home, or is it hard to like feel like there's a specific home since you're all over the place?
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like there isn't a base. It's kind of strange. Like, of course we grew up in Fort Collins. But sometimes it feels like when we're here, we're just visiting. I don't know.
Yeah. When we're extremely busy, it definitely feels like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel also like we have like second homes around the country.
Oh, nice.
Like with the Ivies in Austin.
Yeah. LA with the Drowsies.
So you have like friends throughout the country that are like homies.
They make it a lot easier.
Right. For touring, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
And awesome. The vast network of Dugans.
Oh, we love our Dugans.
What's a Dugan?
This is a Dugan.
This is
a
David
Dugan. Oh, right. Oh, your family.
What's
cool.
a Dugan?
What's a Dugan? I should have realized it was a last name. Cool. Yeah. Well, on that note, do you guys want to get back to the music?
Let's do it. Let's
okay. Rock. Coming up now is Before I Leave, a brand new song by local band Slow Caves.
Mm-hmm. get behind the weight of it all. I try to be content, can't get by without hating myself. I try to be content, yeah.
Coming up now is Minimum Rage by local band Slow Caves, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
My shoes untied, my brain is dead, my glasses are. I don't need a refill. Like a bulletproof vest left behind, hindsight clear as apple pie. But I don't go for seconds. Am I last? Am I the first to arrive? Favorite dress as a stain, but I don't mind. I'm in the corner, swear I'm lonely by design. Not sure if I prefer or if I'm scared to try. My shoes untied, my brain is. My rage is minimum. Pockets finally bleeding. Like an unmarked cruiser's racing stripes, I'm an unneeded detail. I'm a mark on the field. Am I last or am I the first to arrive? My favorite dress has the same, but I don't mind.
KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Dinner with Bands. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard two songs by Slow Caves. The first was Before I Leave, and the second was Minimum Rage, and both of those are new songs that you have not recorded yet, right?
Right, yeah, those are brand new. First time we're playing them
cool.
on the radio.
And they're acoustic right now, which is cool. I'm interested to see how they sound, like, with the full band and everything.
Totally, yeah, they're sounding cool. It sounds pretty cool.
Do you want to explain Before I Leave really quick, since nobody's really heard it?
Yeah, absolutely. Before I Leave is kind of a sad song. It's just about not feeling worthy of love, I guess. Wrote it, you know, we all have our ups and downs, so I just wrote it during one of the down points,
right.
you know? But it was definitely influenced by, like, Oasis and...
Oh, right, that's a really sad
band. Britpop, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So that's where that sound came from. Mm-hmm. Lyrically, it's just, like...
Personal stuff.
Personal sob story. Mm-hmm. Pity, just everyone feel bad for me. Yeah, just kidding.
True. And then Minimum Rage, did you want to explain that one a little bit?
It was, that one was like in the running to, it was like going to be on Falling. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But we ended up doing Andy Warhol instead. We're like, we gotta do an acoustic song.
I was gonna ask about that.
Yeah. So that one's probably gonna remain acoustic. We have done a recording of it that's mostly acoustic. But yeah, like the lyrics, it's kind of just, you know, general sort of millennial angst.
Yeah,
you know, you're like, oh man, does anything matter?
No,
probably not.
Like, what's the future look like? You know, bleak.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that's really sad. Oh my god, you guys okay?
Oh yeah, we're good.
Honestly, I don't know. Right. I think being sad's a good thing sometimes.
Life is dynamic.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta celebrate that.
If you're never sad, then you're always sad.
True.
Whoa, that was a lot.
Utopia dystopia right there.
Yep.
That's so cool. I was actually going to ask about Andy Warhol because that, like, okay, so Falling was your last album and your debut album, even though you guys have been a band for a while.
Yeah.
But Andy Warhol, it was just like, it's just like such a different song from everything else on the album. I was just wondering, was it hard to like know where to put it on the album, like song order wise? Because it just seems so like unique to all the other songs.
Yeah, totally. I think like side A versus side B, like they have quite a few differences. So it kind of felt like it was the perfect song to put in the middle of the transition.
Right.
Over, but also it was recorded like right before we left Austin. When we were done recording it, like the whole week we were like, Frenchie, who's the guy who produced it, like, when are we gonna record this song? He's like, yeah, we'll do it later, like acoustic stuff is last. We're like, Frenchie, when are we gonna do it? And so then we like did it last minute, and then
put it in the middle of the album,
and like I think it became maybe one of the most beautiful tracks on the record, because I think there's so much spontaneity stress around it. And I love it. I love the layers.
Yeah. It sounds like you're in a field looking at flowers.
Yeah.
And it really, I was wondering why you named it Andy Warhol. Because, like, I know he paints flowers a lot. Well, that's what I know him for.
Yeah.
And, like, Campbell Soup and whatever. But, like, what made you name that song Andy Warhol?
Yeah. So Andy Warhol wrote this book called The Philosophies of Andy Warhol. And he talks about how he tries not to lose his identity or let his, like, personal personality get in the way of his, like, art. Andy suit and his art. So, like... I could definitely relate to that, where there have been times in my life where I was like super happy dude, but like wanted to play this kind of melancholy music. Mm-hmm. So I felt like my actual personality was getting in the way of what I wanted to be,
right?
Or perceived as being, as like this cool, like, you know, this guy listens to shoegaze. And it's really just like finding a balance between like yourself and who you want to be, and like finding out what that means, like what's even real in that, like what matters in terms of like your perceived identity. But also, I'm a visual artist, and he's a big influence on my art, you know, in terms of repetition and, you know, lots of
repetition, that's
of
like
color.
A big, yeah. And then also, this is a little bit random, but I just want to talk about like a lyric. I feel like that sums up the whole album, and then maybe you can go off of that and explain like the whole concept of the album if you want.
Yeah.
But I like the lyric, "I untie the rope around your ankles, but I'm too shy to notice that I've been tangled." I feel like that's like, that was like the lyric that like made the whole album make sense to me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But do you want to explain like what that album was kind of like about in general?
Well, the whole album, I don't know, we tied the theme together with falling, and it like appears like Out of State was originally called Falling, but then we changed it, and then we've fallen through the clouds.
Mm-hmm. It's a motif.
Talk about it in Sorry. So there's something about falling in there. So what was the message about it? I guess it was like sort of a time motif of like sort of being out of control and sort of falling backwards, feeling powerless in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was it like about a certain person, or was it just like how you were feeling in general?
It definitely wasn't about a certain person. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just a reflection of just
millennial angst.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Well, I mean, that was pretty much what I was trying to say without saying that.
I know, I'm sorry.
I already said it once, and it was awful. Okay.
We like are serious about our art, but also like you can't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah. Right. And I was going to say the whole album was very personal, and then Annie Gatorade, that song seemed to take like an outside perspective, just because
that's the only one that's not like first person.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I was wondering like what influenced you to write about her specifically.
Well, originally it was just
she's like a, do you want to explain who she is, or does that
she's
not
a
matter?
Fictional, she's a, a fictional person.
Okay.
You know, you can dye your hair with Gatorade. Kool-Aid mix.
Right.
So if you do the Gatorade mix, you get like a weirder shade of green or something.
Nice.
So, but I don't know, just had like the chords for the chorus, and just kind of thought, oh, okay. The name Annie Gatorade just kept like repeating in my head. And then from there, it sort of built a story around it, but ended up being about like the culture of abuse in the entertainment industry.
Right.
And like the power structures that are imbalanced and the predators that go, you know, sort of unpunished.
Right.
And so it was sort of a song about someone smashing that paradigm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'd
but
like
it was like very sort
that.
Of left field from the rest of the record for sure.
Yeah. I never even thought about like the culture being predatory or anything of that. But that's just because I'm not in the industry, I guess.
Yeah. Well, not even just like music, but just like entertainment
just
in general.
Like,
Yeah. And I guess, I mean, it's a problem in
every industry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this was your debut album, even though you guys have been a band for like a while. Has that changed how you write songs now? Like, are you like thinking about, we should make these songs to like fit in a concept more? Or is it still like more free?
Yeah, I think it definitely has changed for me, because any debut album of a band is just like a collection of songs that you write for years.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, it's like, now we can do something that's more intentional and have maybe a theme, or like you said, a concept.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about writing a rock opera, Oliver and I. I don't know if that'll be for Slow Caves. But so it's definitely like helped me focus more on like what I want it to sound like.
Because
we've written tons of new stuff that will probably be on the next record or whatever the next thing is. I think it's definitely like helped me focus a lot more.
Awesome. Do you guys want to get back to the music now?
Yeah.
This is the last song of the session, and it's called Out of State by local band Slow Caves.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Ever get the feeling that you're falling over, yet you're still standing up? I can't help but to complain when there's nothing going wrong. Losing all my traction 'cause I'm spitting blood, and I'm still I can't handle this pain.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Dinner with Bands. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. We just heard Out of State by Slow Caves, and thank you guys for coming in and playing all that music.
Hey, thank you really so much for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Do you guys have any other shows or projects you want to let the Fort Collins community know about really quick?
Yeah, so this Sunday we're playing Bohemian Nights at New West Fest.
Nice.
Playing on the Linden stage at 6:20. And then we're playing lots of shows this fall. Anything else y'all want to mention?
New music eventually.
Yeah, new music eventually. I'm going to be in school this semester.
Woo.
Back at CSU. Yeah. I'm stoked.
Oh, on campus?
On campus. Nice. For the first time in 2 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. I'm thrilled.
Mm-hmm. You're thrilled. That's good.
Yeah, but we're still touring. So.
Wow. Crazy life right there.
Oh, yeah.
My shoes untied. My brain is dead. My glasses are full.
Thanks for listening to Dinner with Bands and supporting college radio. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com.
Like a bulletproof vest left behind, hindsight clear as apple pie, but I don't go for seconds. Am I last? Am I the first to arrive? Favorite.